God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We are continuing our sermon series about being comforted by God. Tonight, we pick up on the concept how God will comfort us with this bread and wine of the Lord's Supper, his body and blood. I will admit there might be some days where you're not at your best, some days where you're sort of down and out, some days where you may feel that the whole world is just pouncing upon you. You feel afflicted. And whether you believe it or not, Satan's arrows of temptation, so to speak, come down upon us. And we're just grasping for some sort of strength, some sort of help, some sort of guidance. To help you in these difficult times, our Savior gives only the best. He gives himself. His very true body, his very true blood. For you, for me. Jesus doesn't sit there and just say, oh, just put a smile on your face and have a good day and don't worry about it. Instead, he gives you what you really need. God himself for your strength and your comfort. It is his body and his blood that will give you strength and comfort that no other person can give. You know, sometimes when we do feel alone, we do feel afraid, we might be thinking, you know, if only so-and-so was here, whoever that may be. Maybe it's a close friend, maybe it's a relative. But here in the Lord's Supper, we just don't necessarily have so-and-so. We have Christ himself. So each time you come to the Lord's table, you receive the very true body and blood of your crucified, resurrected Savior, Jesus the Christ. And just as your body needs food to sustain itself, to strengthen it, so also your soul needs food. Yes, we gather here tonight to receive God's word and that sacrament. Again, to strengthen, to nourish, and to comfort us. Martin Luther reminds us that, yes, the Lord's Supper is food for the soul, and when the soul is fed, the body is also helped. Martin Luther also explains that each time that you come to receive the true body and blood of your crucified Savior, he says, therefore it is Holy Communion, is appropriately named the food for the soul, since it nourishes and strengthens the new man. While it is true that through baptism we are first born anew, our human flesh and blood has not lost their old skin. There are so many hindrances and temptations of the devil and the world that we often grow weary and heavy laden, and at times even stumble. Therefore, the Lord's Supper is given for daily food and sustenance, that our faith may refresh and strengthen itself, and not fall back in the battle, but grow continually stronger. It is Christ's body and his blood that gives you the victory over the devil. Sure enough, Christ himself goes to the cross. We celebrate that tomorrow. Sheds his blood, dies for the forgiveness of our sins, defeats sin, death, and the devil. And he gives of his body again, in this supper, the bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. The same victory that Christ accomplished with his death on the cross of sin, death, and the devil is given to you. So in the midst of the many temptations of this world, in the midst of the devil trying to sap our energy and strength, we go back to the victor. The one who has conquered sin, death, and the devil, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in his supper, his body, his blood. From the beginning, the early Christian church was not silent about the Lord's Supper. This is not some new invention. This is something that Christ gives for us, starting with his disciples, knowing that right as they were going to enter the trial of our Lord and Savior, a lot of questions were going to be going through their mind. A lot of doubt, a lot of lost sleep, a lot of frustration and anger. And he comforts them with his own body and blood in that first Lord's Supper. Early Christians hung on to that concept, and we teach that to our little ones. That through the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as he gives his body and blood, we are strengthened. I mentioned before about having a certain loved one with us. We also are reminded that all who die in Christ are connected to Christ and are with Christ now. And since we are also connected to Christ through his word and sacrament, we are also connected to our loved one. In our liturgy, this comes across when we talk about angels and archangels, as we sing with them, rejoice with them, and prepare with them to receive Christ himself in this bread and wine. This day, we do focus about how God does give us comfort. This comfort that St. Paul teaches us and says, this is my body, this is my blood. Why would we have any doubt? But when our sinful nature gets a hold of us, we sometimes do doubt. How many times have we ever thought to ourselves, you know, I really don't want to go to church today. I just don't feel like it. Or, you know, I really am down and out on myself. I don't deserve to come. Martin Luther was basically kind of reminding us in the Small Catechism. He says, if you ever have such questions, you got to do a couple things. First of all, I'm sort of paraphrasing here, take your pulse. Are you still alive? Are you still in this world? If you are, yes, be assured that Satan is targeting you. And if you are alive and you realize that, yes, you're not perfect, you're a sinner, then you need to come and receive Christ himself to give you that shield of protection from the flaming darts of the evil one, to give you that strength renewed whenever Christ offers himself in this supper. Have the full assurance when Jesus says, this is my body, it really is. Even though we see bread and wine. But these are Christ's words himself. Therefore, with full assurance, let us partake of the body and blood of Christ, knowing that Christ comes for us. Why? Because we need it. We need that strength, and in doing so, we have Emmanuel, God with us. We become partakers of that divine nature, even though we're still human. But sometimes, we need divine intervention just to get through the day because of everything that life seems to throw at us. So Christ says, you want divine intervention? Here it is. My body and blood, bread and wine. Christ, on certain occasions, as he was talking and ministering in John chapter 5, he reminds us that except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. And so we hang on to those words. Even though they were spoken before the Lord's Supper, they were spoken before the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he already gave us a little bit of a picture. You want life? Come to the Lord's Supper. Too often as Christians, we start thinking of eternal life, something that's futuristic. Christ reminds us, you're connected to him. Through water, through baptism, through his word, you have life now, and you need that life strengthened. So he feeds you with his very body and blood. It's not just in the New Testament that you can find references to what Christ does in this supper, but also in the Old Testament. How many of us remember the 23rd Psalm, the Psalm of David. The psalm that goes in a certain section here, "Thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies." I wonder what table we could possibly put here. The table in which Christ himself sets before you, filled with his body, his blood, the bread and wine. Again, was this a spiritual, mystical table? Designed to strengthen the individual, to give comfort. Because David was also sometimes on the run from his enemies. He knew what it was like to sort of have a bad day. He also knew where his comfort came from Christ and Christ alone. Solomon, his son, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, reminds us, "Come here, eat your bread with joy." And so likewise, when we come to the Lord's Supper, knowing that, yes, through Christ, our sins are forgiven and he provides strength, we do approach reverently. But I hope also within that reverence, we have that joy. We have that assurance that Christ gives of himself for you and me. Having learned these things, we should be fully assured that bread is not just simple bread, and that wine is not simple wine. It is the body and blood of Christ because it is God's promise, his word attached to it. So this day, as we are sort of drawing to the conclusion of our Lenten series of God's comfort, we know how God does continue to comfort us, because each and every week we need to come and hear not only his precious word of promises, but we need that physical attachment to Christ, to that bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ, for the forgiveness of our sins. Yes, our Lord does comfort us in this meal. So today, when we draw near and we receive that bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ, let us also rejoice, knowing that Christ is with us, there to strengthen us, assure us of his continual presence. He is there for us. Even when it seems that we're all alone in this world, Christ is there to give of himself, to strengthen us, so that we can continue to have life in him and have it eternally. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.